Brings us to item 9, the claims. Council, have any questions? A couple of real large ones.
I do have a couple of questions.
Go ahead, Rhea.
First one is the EMT Association, the $8,000 bill for the coyote calling.
Yeah, that's just the cash change that comes from it. So that's to have the cash to be able to pay out and everything else.
Right, exactly.
My second one was, I see that there's a $90 check to the Register of Deeds for the Peterson Goodall plat.
It'll be the following year.
Yeah.
We need, on the motion, it'd be to remove that when we get to that point. Any other questions on the claims? About anybody in the public?
Everyone keeps hitting our lights.
And we pay for them, and then their insurance reimburses us, correct?
Well, if we find the perpetrator, then yes, the insurance reimburses. If Jody's troops are able to solve the cases, then we get the money back. If not, sometimes it's out of our pocket. But I think so far this year, what are we up to so far this year? 12, I think. 12, and we average about 2. I'm not. It's been a bad year.
Any other discussion on the claims? We better move with a removal.
I move to approve the claims with the exception of the Peterson Goodall plat fee of $90.
We have a first by Becca, second by Rhea. All those in favor of the motion for all the claims minus the plat fee for $90, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no. That motion carries unanimous. Please note Faye for a roll call vote. Subset A under public hearings is a consideration of applicant's request to withdraw the voluntary development agreement. No discussion needed on that. And good catch for sure, Rhea, for the second time on the check. We'll get that paid in the right year. No action required off of A. It was just a public hearing that was set, and that's why it was left on the agenda. Subset B is consideration of a special events license for the Oasis Bar. This Taste of Sturgis fundraiser and the Meade County Historical Society. I believe all the paperwork was included in the packet. Any questions, comments, concerns?
Yeah, is it? I mean, doesn't the Historical Society have to submit an SEL packet like they did for their event this summer?
The Oasis.
They're using the Oasis.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions on that? Comments, questions, concerns in the public on the special events license? We have a first by Mike to move on it.
Second.
Second by Steve. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no. That motion, too, carries unanimously. Brings us to report, subset A. This is a second reading of ordinance 2018-14. Mr. Barnier, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Good evening, Mayor and members of council. As noted, this is second reading on revision to Title 15. This is the clearing of snow and placing it or making it clearly illegal to move snow off private property into a city right-of-way, whether it's a street or the alley. Been a couple of, as noted in the report, there's been a little bit of cleanup from the comments made during at the conclusion of first reading, and I believe that as you have it in the packet, it's consistent with the council members' comments. If you have questions on it, I would be glad to respond. Did we get the typo that you had mentioned, Ms. Crane? All right.
No, it looks consistent. Yes. Thank you.
How about public comments, questions, concerns on the second reading of this ordinance? Is there a motion?
I'll move.
We have a first by Dave.
Second.
Second by Terry. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. Get a make that as a public notice and December, yes. And then it's 20 days. Wonderful. Subset B under reports is consideration of voluntary development and annexation agreement. That's resolution 2018-78. Back to you, Greg.
Good evening again, Mayor and Council members. This action item involves the development annexation agreement with the property owners Shad and the City of Sturgis. This is a parcel of property on this very southeast corner of the city. This portion of it, actually, part of this abuts the BLM property. What you have in the packet is, first of all, you have the development annexation agreement. The action before the council would be to authorize signature, first of all, on that agreement. These can be done separately, or if someone wants to do it all in one roll, it can be done that way as well. The second element involved would be to then acknowledge or accept the petition of voluntary annexation. The third item then would be to, based on the petition, based on the development and annexation agreement, then to pass the resolution actually accomplishing the annexation of the Shad parcel of property. I would note that I did get a call from a council member concerning one element of the agreement about when the requirement for connecting with sewer and water might occur. And what I would note is that under state statute, I should say, at the current time, there's no residents on the property. Under state statute, if a fixture, which is defined as, you know, basically a faucet or anything that uses water, when a fixture is put in place on property, if it is with, if the property limits are within 200 feet of sewer or water service, then that the fixtures on that property are required to be connected with the municipal sewer and water system. So what that means is, if there's a residence constructed on that property, it would be, given the proximity to current sewer lines, it would be required to be connected. In the meantime, no residents out there, even if water and sewer is constructed on Old Stone Road under the development agreement, without any residents, the property owners would not be required to pay an assessment for the sewer and water. So, and I've had a very brief conversation with Ms. Thompson. She acknowledges that that's the terms of the deal as we've discussed it. So I'll be glad to respond if there's any questions.
No questions from council.
Yeah, Becky, I had one. I'm sorry. Yep. Underneath the agreement, when it says that outside storage of campers, fifth wheels, trailers is going to be allowed, that doesn't conflict with any of our ordinance.
Well, yes, it does.
It does. Okay. Because I tried to go through there and find, you know, the title, but I couldn't.
It would have been, you would find it in some portions of the zoning code where it talks about permitted uses in particular districts. And that was the particular reason for the development and annexation agreement, is for the property owner to be able to retain that particular activity as they get the increased tax bill in upcoming years.
So it's just with this particular owner, correct? It's not like in perpetuity with the property.
The terms of the agreement make it between the property owner and the city. There's no ability to assign that future violation of a city ordinance, so to speak.
Grandfathering.
There's no provision for that in the agreement.
How about public input on this? Andy, you want to add anything? You feel fine where we're at? Come on up to the microphone, please. Let's make you sit out there all night.
We would maybe revise it, but on that page 2, and it's 2C, it does say unless a residence is on the property. So I think I don't think that the statute is inconsistent at all with the owner's understanding of the agreement. And they also understand that this agreement is personal to them and would not in any way run with the land.
Greg, we've seen some of this before. resident include a live-in trailer?
Well, by your question of what I understand you to be saying, does that mean someone can not only park a camping trailer up there, but hook up power and live in it? And the answer, if that's the question,
is
the answer would be no, because that's not a current activity up there.
I wanted everybody on the council to understand that when they pull in a couple of campers, what, more than 15 days, I believe it is, by ordinance.
For what it's worth, I specifically asked them if they do that on the property, and they said no. So, because Greg was very clear, include anything that it is,
right,
you know, that is a current activity on that property, and that just is not what they do there.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, whose barbed wire fencing is it on the east side of the property?
BLM.
BLM,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty tricky motion if you want to include it all.
Go ahead, Terry.
I move that we pass resolution 2018-78, and to accept the voluntary development annexation agreement and authorize a signature.
We have a first by Terry.
Second.
We have a second by Becca. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no. That motion carries unanimously. Thanks, Candy.
Brings us to item 12, other matters that come before the council. A point where non-agenda items can be discussed briefly. Obviously, no action can be taken when they're not included on the agenda.
I just have a question about public hearings A. Are we still in the process of negotiating an annexation agreement with those property owners, with the Peterson?
Yeah.
I mean, development agreement, excuse
the
me.
The development agreement, yes, we are. They are determining what exactly they want to build on that property. So until they get to that point, I don't think we can finalize the plat.
And then plat it accordingly. Okay. Yeah, so this will go into next year more than likely. Okay, that's all. That was my question.
Anything else from council at this point in time? How about anybody in the public? I'd like to add, we lost a pillar of our community here recently, and someone I've known my whole life when Dale Hansen passed, so wanted to make sure that was on the record, and he'll be missed, and our thoughts and prayers with his family for sure. Anybody else have anything else? Is there a motion to... I better ask Barnier for sure, just because it's on the agenda item, but we went a little long at the beginning of executive session, so I believe we're okay.
Well, that wasn't any doing on my part.
It was not. Mayor,
but... there is no request for a supplemental executive session from this person.
Appreciate that, Greg. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I will move.
We have a first by Terry.
Second
by Jason. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes. We're adjourned.